Blog Talk Radio.
Like the theme music there, the theme music for my TV show as well. Are you talented to prove it? Turn that off there. I do see I have a couple of callers, so I'm going to go ahead and do it now before I forget. I have one of my models, Annalisa, on the line, and I also have the other one, Carmen Alicia, on the line as well, both out of Fort Myers, Florida. I would give an applause, but I don't have an applause button yet. Ha-ha. The name of the show, again, is IMTN Worldwide Radio. The purpose of this show is to basically highlight the company Innovative Model and Talent Management, to talk about the modeling and acting and talent industry in general, how I feel about it, to talk about the talent that is in it who are trying to get started for the first time, or they've gotten started and maybe they haven't gotten exactly where they want to. It's an encouragement kind of a show to where people might have questions about what to do in certain situations or literally how to get started. I'm going to help on that as well. I'm going to have guests from time to time, people in the industry, whether it be magazine publishers, people in radio, people in the photography industry, of course, movie directors, people of that nature. I've already talked about Flying Without Wings, but definitely check them out on myspace.com /FW2Music. I'm going to be looking out for some big things for them in 2010. They opened up for Slum Village last year. They had a lot of appearances. They started their own record label, Joust Entertainment. They also had their first mixtape come out, so big shout out to them. I do want to kind of mention my girl KO, who sent me a really, 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 really sexy card in the mail. It's sitting on my desk right now, so I get to look at it all day long. She's out in LA. Check her out hopefully soon in Show Magazine. We'll see. Other models, All American Dream Girl, Richland Ray, Krista Elise. Krista, you can see her in all kind of music videos right now. Money to Blow. For My Town, Bedrock. She's also a Jet Beauty of the Week. See her in some more stuff this year. She was also in my television show, Are You Talented? Prove It. I want to give a shout-out to some actors. Wardell Richardson, he's been working really hard in 2009. In 2010, he's going to have even more stuff happen, but I know he has a soap opera called Money, Power, Respect that he has a real prominent role in. He has a play that's coming out January 24th in Atlanta. Unfortunately, I don't have that written down, but, you know, I'll check y'all out on Facebook or Twitter with that link to check that out. Also, my man Jamel Hines, he's in New York now again. So if you need a real good action hero superstar, Jamel is going to be your guy. I want to mention some photographers, Jasmine Rosado of Jasmine Design and Photography. She actually just took pictures of one of the models of mine just yesterday, and her pictures came out great. I'm looking at them right now, and we'll be submitting them for a magazine, and hopefully you'll get to see her debut in a magazine right off the jump in 2010. Also to Aubrey Williams, who has shot one of my models, Krista Elise. He does very good work. Jasmine is in Fort Myers, Florida, soon to be in Miami, and Aubrey is in Atlanta. So if you do want to check any of them out, definitely email me at imtmworldwideradio@gmail.com, and I can hit you up with that information. Projects that will be coming up in 2010. Of course, the TV show. Last year I did the pilot, and a lot of people like it. It didn't come out exactly how I wanted it, but that's why I'm going to reshoot it again. But Are You Talented? Prove It is going to be a show I'm going to do on a regular basis. It's going to be an acting episode. It's going to be a modeling episode. It's going to be a photography episode. There's going to be a lot of different episodes where people who they feel they have talent, but not enough people haven't seen them with that talent, get to see them up close and personal, prove that they are talented, and get an actual opportunity. I have a fashion show that I'm in the works of planning for 2010 right now. Might be changing city, but it's going to be called the 2010 IMTM Fashion Extravaganza. We're going to have a lot of great fashion designers involved. Of course, all of my models will be involved in it. Nice runway, the whole nine yards, you know, VIP tables, and it'll be an extravaganza. So be looking out for that. Hopefully, 2011 swimsuit calendar. Sometime this year, I will be getting the girls together, and we will be in some far-off remote location like Alabama, and we will shoot a calendar. Not Alabama, of course, but I have beautiful women. I think they should be seen. A lot of them have been prominent on a national scale already, but they're still, you know, listed as newcomers. So I want to show both sides of that in a tropical background, you know, island somewhere, and really have a really nice professionally made calendar. I have some people who already have said that they want to be involved. I want to make that happen. What else? So like I said, this is just a brief introduction, just kind of give people an idea about myself, potential talent. Let me make sure there's nobody in the chat room. No, nobody's in the chat room. Just want to make sure. I do have a chat room. If you go to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, you'll be able to log in and throw me some chats, you know, tell me something on the slide or give me some topics. When I do this show the first time for real, I will make sure I let everybody know about that aspect just in case they're shy and they don't want to call in. Things of that nature. So be looking out for that. Of course, I have a lot of talent. The main reason I have this show as well is to push my talent. So those who are going to be listening in the future, they'll be able to, you know, email me. Hit me up on the email. Look at my pages. You can look at me on several pages, myspace.com/IMTMForever. You can also look at me at myspace.com/IntellectATL. So those are where you can see most of the talent, a lot of their albums, stuff that they've done, videos that they've done, book covers that they're on, magazine covers that they're on, you know, trade shows, just events that they've hosted, just everything, so you can see who you would be getting if you chose to book them. I feel that these talented people have as much talent as anybody you see on TV now, and maybe a little bit more professional, and they're younger. So that's what I'm really trying to push. Well, I think I might wrap it up. I will try the whole call-in thing maybe next time. Right now I'm not – I think I'm doing pretty good about being nervous and everything. I'm going to try the caller thing out next time. Hopefully y'all liked the format. And if anything, I know I'll be able to improve after now. I know it works. The other night I tried it, and nothing worked like it was supposed to. So now I'm pretty excited. I have an idea of what I want to do. I've timed this out pretty decently. I got about 5 minutes left. I really wish I could figure out how to let my callers in. Let me just try this real quick just to see what happens if I press this button. Hey, who's on the line? Anybody? Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Andrea, a.k.a. Chris. Wait, what's my name?
Carmen.
We're working on it.
Yeah, let's go with Carmen Alicia right now. So,
okay.
So tell me, so we got 5 minutes, so I'm going to do both of y'all. So
okay.
What are you looking at doing in 2010?
I hope to be in a couple music videos, magazines, print work, flyers, anything like that.
Okay. Well, technically, I can always say, well, how can people get in touch with you, the book? But I can do that. To get in contact with Carmen Alicia, the booker, you can email me at imtmworldwide@gmail.com. And to view an album of her, as soon as her new pictures go up, you can go to myspace.com/imtmforever. Definitely the website will be coming up soon in 2010. Just don't know when. We're working on that. So, well, thank you for calling. I just had to kind of test it out. I was kind of scared there. Didn't know what would happen. So, but stay on the line. I'm gonna see if I can get Miss Annalisa on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, it's Annalisa on the line. Wow, this actually works. This is really exciting. Wow. So, Annalisa, tell me where you're from, what you're doing.
I'm from Fort Myers, originally from Europe and Dominican Republic. And I just started with Chris, and hopefully I get some stuff done and people get to know me and I can get out there.
Okay, okay. What kind of stuff would you like to do right off the bat?
Anything, as long as I'm not naked.
Okay, well, that, I was going to say, don't say anything now. Come on, help me out here. This is public radio show, people. Okay. But anyway, well, I appreciate you calling in. Like I said, actually, y'all are the first two callers on my show. Nobody else decided to support me, whatever. But, you know, the haters, you know, will just make me stronger. Is that what the saying is? I don't know. Don't really care. But anyway, I appreciate you calling, and this is really exciting. So next show, y'all make sure y'all call in again. Tell other people about it. You can tell people you were on a radio show. So stay on the line. I got 3 minutes left. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that was pretty exciting. I had my first two callers on my first radio show. I was able to accomplish my goal of getting my radio show started at the first of the year. So let's just recap, because I did have some accomplishments I wanted to try to knock out in 2009. One was the TV show. That was a goal of mine. I got it done. Second would have been the calendar. Didn't quite happen. I did have some of the models who were was able to get a calendar out, Dila Lino. You can go to www.dila-lino.com and purchase her first calendar. Danny Monique started her own little TV show on YouTube, and she's about to start her own blog website soon. Richland Ray, trying to get her started with her own radio show. And just like a lot of different other things, small and large, that did happen on a positive note. The Collins twins, you know, they did a lot in 2009. Jessica Rochelle, both them and the Collins twins were on the cover of V Blazing. They have some other projects coming up in 2009. I have a minute to go, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw my little bit of theme music back on. In a second, I'm going to let it get down to 30 seconds, I guess. I guess that'll be my outro. Hopefully, you know, the next show I have a few more callers or at least some, you know, people listening to the show. Oh, wow, 90 seconds. Ain't that nice. Definitely I want more people in the chat room. You know, if they can't get in as a caller, definitely be able to listen to the show. I guess you can listen to the show, and it'll just be a matter of how many people I have calling in. I'll figure all that out in the future. But I definitely want the lines to be open and people being able to go to the website. Oh, okay, that's what it is. You have to go to the website to be able to listen to it. All right, so I'm getting it now. So what I'll do when I blast this, make sure that people have some internet access, right? And that way they can listen to the show whenever I do schedule it. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet. I don't know when that night I'm going to do it. It's going to have to be at night for sure. I'll try to make it reasonable time for everybody on all the time zones. We'll figure that out later, I should say. Well, anyway, here's my theme music. I got 30 seconds to go. I hope y'all enjoyed this first episode of IMTM Worldwide Radio. This is Chris. Hopefully I'll hear from y'all soon. And you'll feel pretty even good. That was pretty whack outro, wasn't it? Anyway, it'll get better, y'all. We'll be right back.